Watch, Man Shot in Head at Kenosha Riots. By Dylan Gwynn on August 25, 2020. A man was shot in the head in Kenosha, Wisconsin on Tuesday night, as riots swept through the city for a third consecutive night. The incident occurred just before midnight local time as semi-automatic gunfire erupted in what appeared to be the parking lot of an auto repair shop. Watch, NSFW. It's unclear whether the man was a part of the riot, or who shot him. However, according to independent journalist and investigative reporter Drew Hernandez, a car was lit on fire by rioters at the parking lot where the man was shot, in retaliation. Such an event could indicate the man was shot by the owner of the business, but that has not been confirmed. Blaze reporter Elijah Schaefer reported that the man who was shot in the head was attempting to loot the car dealership. However, as of the time of this writing, that has not been independently confirmed by Breitbart. Schaefer also reported that witnesses told police that Boogaloo Boy militia with long guns shot the man. The report about the victim being shot by a man guarding a business was corroborated by investigative reporter and independent journalist Drew Hernandez. It appears an armed citizen was defending the car dealership and opened fire on the rioter who was attempting to vandalize or burn the dealership down, Hernandez wrote on Twitter. Before this shooting took place, the rioters were planning to burn down their next car dealership. In another, possibly related incident, a large group began chasing a man with a rifle down a street. The man falls and is attacked. However, he manages to roll with his rifle and shoots a man who tried to take his weapon away from him. Then, he appears to shoot another man at near point-blank range. Town Hall's Julio Rosas shared video of gruesome arm wounds suffered by a man after one of the shootings. Watch, NSFW. Kenosha has been marred by violent unrest since police shot Jacob Blake several times in the back while responding to a domestic incident on Sunday, the UPI reported. An eyewitness said that police told Blake to drop the knife, though he himself did not witness Blake carrying a knife. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter at TheMightyGwynn.